Hello, I'm Dora Martin. People often ask me what inspires me to write. Well, actually, I've been writing since 2007. I've been writing articles and newsletters. Lots of things inspire me to write. I have life experience, things that has happened to me, and also nature. So besides this book that's been downloaded into my mind, which I have now put out on paper, nature also inspired me to write. I can recall one day, many years ago, I was walking through my local park, and I noticed that there were patches of wild plants that had grown here, there, and everywhere. In fact, they had sprouted so ferociously that they towered above the flowers and shrubs already bedded there. I had to stop and admire their boldness, their determination, their tenacity and perseverance in finding a patch of soil in which to grow. They dared to flourish tall amongst a hierarchy of refined flowers and plants. I admired how confidently they displayed their beauty. And indeed, they flowed and danced so gracefully with the wind, you could not tell weed from potted foliage. They were all equally beautiful. I admired how they took an opportunity to be seen and be noticed. Well, it worked. I was compelled to take out my mobile phone and take some pictures. And the more I took, the more of these wildflowers I saw. I just carried on clicking. I saw beauty everywhere. These wild plants had achieved their objective. They seized the opportunity. They grew confidently and tall and were noticed. And they made it into my article, in which people read, and you are listening to this audio today. I aspire to take a lesson from them. In fact, we should all aspire to seize any opportunity to grow, to be, to make a difference, and to achieve all our goals, because there is always a space out there for each and every one of us to make it happen. So this is just one instance where I was moved to put something down on paper, and as time goes by, I will share with you other instances where I've been inspired to put pen to paper. Well, I hope you enjoy this short story. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak soon. Bye for now.